Welcome to another episode. Oh, that's an echo. I'm walking underneath a railway tunnel. Welcome to the next episode of the podcast with me, Kelvin, out on my daily walk and giving you my musing thoughts. So today, I want to talk about motivation. And motivation is something that people wait for, and that's a mistake. Motivation is bred. It's created by momentum, by results starting. If you sit around waiting for motivation, you're never going to get started and you're never going to get very far. So that said, I'm going to give you three questions to ask yourself that is going to create instant and powerful motivation to get you started and to carry on. These are questions that you can ask yourself when you're flagging in motivation. But like I say, don't sit around and wait for it, because you'll never get fucking started. So, question number one. Ask yourself, what are the benefits to the changes that I want to make? So, you know, if you want to make changes that are going to improve your health, improve your mental well-being, improve your weight, improve your fitness, what are the benefits to the changes that you want to make? Short term, long term, write them down. All right, now question two. What are the consequences to me personally of not making these changes? All right, what are the consequences to you personally of not making these changes? And they may be, you know, around health conditions. You know, if you don't lose weight, if you don't bring your blood cholesterol down, if you don't bring your blood pressure down, then what are the consequences to you personally if you don't make these changes? And write these down. And then the third question is the kicker. This is the one. Ask yourself, what are the consequences to those around me, to the people I love, to my business, to my kids, to my family? What are the consequences to those around me of not making the changes that I need to? All right, what happens to them? If you don't bring your blood pressure down, if you don't improve your cholesterol levels, if you don't reduce obesity or reduce the weight that you're carrying, what happens to them? If you don't improve your mental well-being, if you don't improve your energy levels, what happens to your business? And what happens to the people that you love when your health fails, when your business fails? That is the kicker of a question, because it's not all about you. It's about the people around you. And if you're setting a bad example, if you're showing your kids and your family that it's okay to not bother to try anymore and not bother to make these changes and really stick at it, then what message does it give to them? And what happens to them when you die, when you disappear, when you're in hospital, when you can't work anymore because you're too sick, or your energy is lowering and you're lacking in energy and you haven't got the energy to do the task that you're supposed to do at work and bring in the money? You know, what are the consequences to the people around you of you not making these changes? That is the kicker. That's the one that gives you the motivation. Because we as human beings, yes, we're drawn to benefits and features and positive things and goals, but the real motivation is moving away from pain. And if you can remove pain from, or potential pain from, other people in your life that you love, that is the motivation. So ask yourself those three questions, all right, and write them down. What are the benefits to you personally if you do make these changes? What are the consequences to you personally if you don't make these changes? And what are the consequences to the people that you love and the business and the work and the family and the friends around you if you don't make these changes? Write them all down, reflect on them, and take action on at least one of these things that you want to change. If you can do that today, let's go and do it. See you next time.